she just gives her that horrible look. And Brianna says, oh, it's okay, Alicia. Your shoes are here somewhere. We just got to find where God put them. And she looks at her like, you say that one more time. You know, you just, you know that look. And I'm like, you know what? You can stay here and be cranky if you like, but I'm going to go look for shoes for me. And I leave and I go over to my shoes, which are 9, 9 1/2. And Alicia follows us over there, and I'm looking at a couple of shoes, and I get these cute little boots, and I try them on, and I'm trying to get the zipper up, and I ask Alicia to bend over and zip that up because I couldn't get it up. And she leans over, and she puts her hand on the bottom shelf, and she zips my shoe up, and she looks right next to her, and she's, oh, it figures they have nice shoes in every size but mine. And she's looking at the identical shoes that she had in her hand that were a 6 1/2 that did not fit. And she looks at them on the shelf, and she's in the 9 1/2, and she says, ah, look how small those look. And she picks them up, and then the box itself says 9 1/2. She takes the shoe out of the box, and it is a size 6, a perfect size 6, exactly what she had needed that Brianna believed she was going to find. And her first thing is, oh, my gosh, and she puts it on, and she says, oh, I am so blessed and highly favored. And Brianna is sitting there, I am so blessed and highly favored. It was just so exciting because they see that power. Now, the awesome thing here was is Alicia's ability to believe that it was going to happen was not there. She had no belief system that it was going to be there, but the belief system of her sister was stronger than her cranky opinions that were going out. And we attract into our life what we think about the most. So I want you to turn it over and just kind of play with this in your mind. The last CD we were talking about was contacting and objections and things that happen. And if you are constantly thinking, oh, nobody can afford this. Everybody I talk to, they can't afford this stuff. You will probably find that when you're out there talking to people, everybody you talk to can't afford it. I hear people say, it doesn't matter what I say, nobody listens to what I say. And you know what? You're probably right. When you go out there, people aren't listening to you because you are attracting the type of people that can't afford it, or you're attracting the type of people that aren't going to listen to you. It's what you're putting out there. So you have to change inside you what you believe. You have to change what you say. You have to change the way that you position yourself. You have to change your belief system, because if you believe that the oils are too expensive, every single person you talk to is going to believe that those oils are too expensive. I personally believe that I would like some of our oils to cost more. I mean, think about this. Peppermint, everybody shares peppermint all over the place. I've seen people leave bottles of peppermint behind, but I have never seen anyone leave a bottle of rose. Because why? We put a huge, huge, huge amount of value on rose. Why? It's $179. We're not going to leave that baby behind. Peppermint, not so much. See, it's the value. It's what we believe something is worth. Do you believe our oils are worth what they're worth? Absolutely. You're going to be life-changing. There's no doubt in my mind and in most of your minds. But you got to believe it down deep. You have to change your perspective of what you see the value of so that you're not putting that negative thing out there. If you believe every single person you talk to is going to have to try the oils before they'd ever buy them, then you're going to have to sample them and send them home with stuff every single time. But if you believe our oils are powerful enough, good enough, strong enough, amazing, then you're going to be able to sign them up even if you never opened a bottle of oil. It's what you believe. What are you attracting into your life? And there are books out there on it. You can read literally a host of books. I can not even list all the books that are available. There's a ton of stuff out there, and there's just a lot of validity to it. Start getting knowledge in those areas. Start studying that. Leadership skills are developed. They don't just happen. And part of leadership is learning that what we speak, what we say, and how we present ourselves has a role in how many people are going to sign up and enroll and what they're going to do after they enroll. If you believe every single person you sign up is never going to tell anybody else, guess what's going to happen? They're never going to tell anybody else, and you're always going to be treading water, staying in the same position, not getting any bigger. I mean, there's a thing called law of averages, just a basic thought, law of averages. If you do something enough consistently, you do it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, you're going to develop an average. So if you're out there, this is why I push the 10. Share 10 things, share with 10 people every single day without fail, 10 people every single day without fail, because if you'll do that, the averages that you will get out of that. So you share with 10. You share with 10 people, and out of 10 people, 5 people ask a question. And out of those 5 people, 3 of those ask 3 questions. So that means you set up 3 meetings. Man, what would happen in your week? It'd be huge. Now, what if you shared with 10 people every single day? You just handed out that flyer, and out of those, 3 people asked a question, and out of those, only 1 person decided to have a meeting with you. That's 7 meetings a week that you would be doing. 7 meetings with brand new people. What could happen? And out of those 7 meetings that you did, let's say out of those 7, you're really bad at this game. You only get 50% of the people. You talk to 7 people, and you do that every single week. You do that for a month. Every single week, you're getting 7 people. And out of those, half of them sign up. That means at the end of a month, you would have personally enrolled 14 new people. Now, that's not bad odds. That's phenomenal. And even if your odds aren't that high and you only hit half of it, would you be happy if you personally sponsored 7 people? You bet your bippy you would. I knew each and every one of you would be happy with that. It's possible, but it's only possible if you do something enough to create an average. It doesn't matter how good or how bad or how successful or how well you are at talking, if you do it over and over and over and over and over, you're going to get better. Change what you're thinking. Change what you're attracting to you. Change how often you do it. Man, amazing things will happen. And when you line that up with what you're called to do, it's going to just blow your mind. Your thoughts are powerful. Your actions are powerful, but you got to work with both. Too many people I know will just sit and I just got to think positive, and I change my wording and I change my this, and I just think about it, it's going to get there. But then they never put the action behind it. And then I know a whole bunch of people that are out there doing their 10 a day, and they're the most negative thinking people I've ever met. And they believe that nobody ever does what they want to do. Nobody likes me. Nobody does it. Nobody. And you know what? They're not getting people either. You got to work on both. You got to work on your thoughts, and you got to work on your actions, and then you got to line them up with something that will give you a purpose. It's important. It's not just a piece of the pie. This really is the most important piece of the pie. This is like the pie tin, the thing you make the pie in. This is what holds it all together. Your thoughts, your actions, and where you want to go in life have all got to tie in together. And when you tie them in together, you'll be amazed at the changes that can happen. Don't skip this part. This is important. Because really, the question is, why do I keep getting in my own way? Oh, that one hurts. Because it's really easy to blame everybody else. Oh, I've got to take care of the kids. I've got to clean the house. I've got to run here. I've got to run there. I still got to go to work. I have to go do groceries. I have to go do this. I've got to go do this. I need to. I have to. I've got to. I need to. I have to. Oh, my gosh, stop it. No, you don't. Every one of those things is a choice. It's a choice. Change your words. Stop saying the words, I have to. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go to work. It's a choice. You choose to go to work because you choose to get a paycheck at the end of the week. It's a choice. I am telling you what, if you will just switch that word, put that word into your life, I choose to go to the store. I choose to clean the house. I choose. It will empower you. Like, to me, it's just one of those words. It's empowering because now it's in your control. Because saying, I have to, means you have no control over it. I have to. That's horrible. I have to go take care of the kids. Oh, those poor kids. They don't feel wanted. I choose to go play with the kids. Now, isn't that a big difference? I have to go make dinner. I choose to go make dinner. I have to go hand out 10, make 10 contacts. I choose to go get 10 contacts. It feels different when you say it. It's one teeny tiny little word, and you'll find that there's a lot of words out there that do that. Start doing it because those walls that you're building with your negative thoughts and your have-tos and your need-tos and got-tos, man, it builds a wall, and somehow you've got to figure out why that wall is there. What's getting in the way? I love when somebody says, I'm just a procrastinator. Just a procrastinator. You don't understand. And you do know that procrastination is actually just perfectionism. It's a style of perfectionism. It's the concept of, I don't have time to do it exactly the way I think it needs to be done, 100%. So I'm just going to procrastinate, and I'm just going to dilly-dally, and I'm not going to actually get to what needs to be done, because if I get to it and I don't do it right, and I fail, then it's over. I failed. I actually failed. But if I dilly-dally and I procrastinate, I didn't fail because I never finished it. I never did it. And it's just a way of protecting our own sanity so that we feel that we're still in control. And I got to just say this. Do something. Do something. Move towards something. And I don't even care if it's Young Living. Honestly, I really don't, because somebody that is doing this just to do this, that's not what I want. I want people that are called, that feel that passion, that mission, use the products, be a customer, refer people over, go through that, but find whatever it is that you're called so that you can move towards something with excitement. We all need that. We all deserve to have that opportunity, that joy of feeling the purpose that you can feel in your life in anything. Move towards something. Stop building your own walls and start digging around them, climbing over them, put up a ladder, figure out what it takes to get you through, over, and around whatever's getting in the way. But you got to find it. You got to identify it. Once you identify it, man, the power, it's different. It's different once you identify what's going on. So take the time to discover that so that you can actually move on in your life. Move on and around. You deserve that. You absolutely, positively deserve good things in your life.